mail call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Stand by, servicemen and women of the United Nations. Here's mail call. One big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. In answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Well, it's been our custom in the past to dedicate mail call to some great state of the Union. And tonight's show is no exception, as we pay tribute to the servicemen and women from the 49th state in the Union, Brooklyn. And here to act as your master of ceremonies is that great character.
Hello, Duffy's mail call. Archie the sad sack speaking. Duffy ain't here. Duffy, I'm here on this mail call program. No, Duffy, not mating call, mail call. Yeah, all of the soldiers overseas is listening to me tonight. What do you mean they got it tough enough over there? Look, Duffy, we're going to perform a play that I wrote especially for radio. Huh? A what up the air? Duffy, how can a thing miss? Huh? Well, I'm the star of it. Certainly I can act. I was born with the smell of the grease ball in me nostrils. Well, certainly, I'm going to be Eddie the waiter and Finnegan. Who's going to be the love interest? Duffy, I told you, I was in it. Oh, you mean what dame? Well, there's a character named Irene Mandan on the program and another one called Ida Lupino. Not Lapidus, Lupino. Yeah, she works in pictures. I think she's related to the Warner Brothers. Don't worry, Duffy. It's going to be a great show. There's only one thing. It's in honor of Brooklyn. Yep. New York's Devil's Island. Yeah, that's a place that when a tree grows there, they get so excited they write a book about it. Yeah, well, look, Duffy, I gotta introduce the first act now. Yeah, it's the Music Maids and Lee. Okay, I'll call you back, Duffy. So long.
Murgatroyd Darcy, the belle of Canarsie, went round with a fellow named Rod. At dancing the rumba or jitterbug number, you couldn't beat Rod at this dodge. Throughout the cold weather, the pair danced together, but when the trees blossomed again, Miss Murgatroyd Darcy, the belle of Canarsie, to Rogers would sing this refrain. Leave us go root for the Dodgers, Rogers, that's the team for me. Leave us make noise for the boisterous boys on the PMT. Summer or winter or any season, flatbush fanatics don't need no reason. Leave us go root for the Dodgers, Rogers, that's the team for me. Rogers, a phony who lived out in Coney, for baseball as such had no use. So to his young sweetie, he made this entreaty.
Let's go to a dance.
But no use. She took her handbag as big as a sandbag and hit Rogers over the head. And as the poor laggard beneath the blow staggered, to him these hard words Moigy said. Leave us go root for the Dodgers, Rogers, leave us to our star. Leave us take part when the pop bottles start and the guys get right.
We'll drive the cards and the Reds delirious, then we'll knock off the old royal series.
Leave us go root for the Dodgers, Rogers.
Well, Kiss, except it was just a little disgrammatical. It shouldn't be leave us go root. It should be leave we go root. But look, anytime you want to go to work at Duffy's, just leave us know. You know, there's plenty of free lunch there, and the customers will beat your brains out throwing quarters at you. Yeah, well, anyway, let's see now. I better get back to my cast for the radio play here. Eddie Green. Yeah, hey,
yeah,
Claire.
Yeah,
look, have you studied your part in that script that I wrote?
Yeah, sir, but Mr. Archer, I must say, my part ain't exactly typecasting.
What do you mean, Eddie?
An English butler?
Don't criticize me, Eddie. Just because I let you act in my play, don't think that you're George Jean Nathan, all rolled into one. You ain't even read the play. How do you know that it ain't good?
Mr. Archer, when there's pigs, knuckles, and cabbage on the stove, I don't have to look in the pot to see what's cooking.
Oh, Eddie, you're so full of witty schisms. I'll get back to you later. Now, fellas, we come to the next number on a special mail call, which is dedicated to, if you'll excuse the expression, Brooklyn. I now take great privilege to introduce a famous known female chanteuse. She's a mezzo barracuda. Well, a beautiful voice, impossible to sleep through it. Incidentally, I might add that her latest cinnamon effort, program notes is do me justice, is called Shine on Harvest Moon, a talkie. which proves that the dame can sing. And here she is now, loaded with glamour and cologne, Irene Manning.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you, Archie. That was a fragrant introduction.
Well, perish forbid thee. Compliment is all mine. By the way, I'm looking for a leading lady. Now, I know you sing pretty good, but how are your lines? I mean, how are you reading lines?
Well, that all depends what kind of a part it is.
Well, you see, it takes place in Britain. You're the Duchess of Poopshire.
Oh. I see. I'm supposed to play a duchess. And what are you?
Your husband, the Dutch.
Oh.
Now, I got a copy to play right here. Let's run through a couple of lines. Now, take it from the top of the page.
All right, Archie. Now, let's see. Oh, Dutch.
Yes, Duchess.
After the ride on the hounds tomorrow, what shall I prepare for breakfast?
Oh, it's a fox hunt. We'll have fox.
Fox?
Yeah, Fox and Kippers, a famous English dish.
If it's all the same to you, Archie, I believe I'll just have some tomato juice.
Please, we ain't hunting tomatoes. Or are we? Take the next line.
Alas and alack, Dutch. A shindig like this will cost plenty of malou. Or mono. And sound, Dutch. We ain't got tuppence to our name. We're flats on a manor. How does that sound?
How's it sound?
Yes.
Miss Manning, have you, per any chance, got a couple of songs with you tonight?
Well, of course, I have one here. But what's the matter, Archie? Don't you like the way I read the part?
Well, I'll tell you, if I decide to make this into an operetta, you are definitely my pigeon.
Oh, thank you, Archie.
Now, what number would you like to do?
Well, I'd like to sing a couple of choruses from When You're Away.
Okay, folks, Miss Irene Manning. And now, if you listen carefully, you will note that in the second chorus, Miss Manning hits a note so high it can only be heard by a tall dog.
Time may let us sometimes forget until with but a sigh the memories of a passionate love turn ash and cold and die. For me there still can be but you, come weal or woe, my love is true. Ah, dear one, if you only knew my heart when you're away. When you're away, dear, how weary the lonesome art. Sunshine seems gray, dear, the fragrance of ever I hear you in seeming whispering soft love words to me.
Paul, Miss Manning. Now, let's see. I've got to cast one more part besides the dame, a college professor from Oxford University. Let's see now. This guy must be smart and have a mental brain. Besides, he must be an intellectual giant.
Hello, Art.
Well, hello, Finnegan. Well, it's certainly a sight to give a person sore eyes. Look, Finnegan, do you think that you could be a college professor?
I don't know, Arch. Don't you have to go to school to be a professor?
I don't mean in real life, Finnegan. In real life, you couldn't be a college janitor. I'm talking about a part in me play.
Oh, I love to act in plays, Arch. To be or not to be, that is the
Finnegan,
question.
Please. Not to be. But listen, I got to get somebody for the part. Look, did you ever see a professor?
Oh, gosh. You know that Professor Zambini and me are buddies.
Professor Zambini runs a flea circus.
Yeah, but them fleas is awful smart, Arch. The way they pull that little wagon, the way the fleas drill and march.
Can't get them out of your head, huh, Finnegan? Look, leave us forget about the fleas. They ain't cultured.
So look, if you never had them, don't knock them.
Here, Finnegan, go over in the corner and learn your part.
Sure, thanks, Doc. Tully, hold the pot. Yoik, and away.
Yeah. We're all very happy the yoik went away. Anyways, fellas, while Finnegan is mauling over me masterpiece, the Armed Forces Radio Orchestra will play Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek. He writes a song that loiters in your brain for years. Now, man, I'd like to introduce a young lady who is not only a very fine all-around actress, but probably one of the most famous nervous wrecks on the screen. Although in movies she's usually a fugitive from a psychoanalyst, in person she's a pretty punkatrudinous-looking tomato. Maybe if we coax her, she'll blow a top for us right here. Introducing Ida Lupino.
Oh, thanks, Archie. But before I blow my top for you, I'd like to say a few kind words about Brooklyn.
There she goes, nutty as a filbert.
Archie, leave us not get sarcastic. Just because you don't happen to like Brooklyn is no sign other people shouldn't. If you've never been there, don't knock it.
I've been there, and as far as I'm concerned, I can tear down a bridge.
Archie, calm down. The servicemen and women from Brooklyn are really in there pitching. Anyone that gets in their way is chased off the grounds like an umpire after a bad decision.
Oh, well, that's true. They're great fighters. Of course, they get plenty of practice out there.
Yes, sir. They're slugging away just as at home and wherever you find them. In Africa, Italy, India, the Pacific, or Alaska, you'll find a little corner of Everett's Field.
Yeah, well, it's spoken like a gentleman and a lady, Ida. Them dodges never dodge nothing that's tough, you know? It's just the geographical Brooklyn itself that leaves me kind of tepid, you know? But we better get on with the rehearsal here.
Rehearsal?
Yeah. As a special added attraction tonight, you do a play with me, which I have wrote.
Oh. Well, there's a war going on. Slip me the script.
Yeah. Okay, here you are, Duchess.
Thanks, Dutch.
I see you are familiar with my work. Now, everybody on the stage. Finnegan, Eddie, get ready now. You see, the scene is the feudal castle of the Dutch and Duchess of Poopshire. It's located at Pop on the Pit. The time is 3 a.m., the day of the big fox hunt. Lights, actions, music. Well, Duchess, old pig, I feel like a spot of tea.
You look like a spot of tea, too.
Oh, come on, wrench. This is no time for levidity. Where is the tea bags?
Under my eyes, dear. It's 3 a.m.
They're there at 2 in the afternoon, too. Now, leave me summon our waiter. Oh, Gargoyle.
Yeah, your Dutch ship.
Gargoyle, have you aroused our house guest, my old Oxford professor from Cambridge?
Yes, my lord. He has taken a bath in his room.
My hat. There is no bath in the professor's room.
He is bathing in your hat, my lady.
But Gargoyle, from whence is he getting the water? From whence?
From the fishbowl, whence is on the windowsill, whence?
How droll. Toot, terribly toot.
Yes, it is too.
Yes, quite a chap, the professor. I hope he enjoys the hunt.
Ah, he should be a sensation in that red cap and gown.
I got a brother's a red cap.
Now, you keep out of this, Gargoyle. Just brew the tea. The professor. I hark well the time when a group of us lower classmen in 6A... We all chipped in and put a bullfrog down his back. It was the night of the senior hop. And he certainly did.
Ripping, you certainly are a scamp, Dutch.
Oh, I have me moments.
Well, I wish you'd have one pretty soon. I'm getting bored.
Oh, well, what you need is something to famish you. Duchess, would you care for some tea with tiffins?
What are tiffins?
Toasted muffins. Gargoyle, tell me, is that tea brewed yet?
It's over here in the corner, brooding now.
Well, fetch it, Steppen. Well, here comes the professor now.
Tully, hold the fox. Which way did he go? Let us gallop over
now,
here.
Now, take it easy, Professor. Professor, take it easy. Take it easy. The fox ain't out of bed yet.
It won't be long now.
How do you know?
You'll have to call for 6:30. Tell me, Professor, how did you enjoy your bath? It must have been rather quaint with water from the fishbowl.
Your Duchyship, you haven't lived till a guppy has washed your back.
Will you have a cup of hot tea, Professor?
No, thanks. I'll shave later.
Ah, here are the cups. Will you pour, Dutch?
No, I'll just guzzle. You pour.
Sugar.
Oh, do.
Lemon.
A squirt.
Cream.
A drip.
Milk.
Why not?
Tea.
I never touch it. Gargoyle, has nary a guest arrived for the fox hunt as yet?
Nary or Mary?
No, huh? Nobody showed up. I can't understand it. Your duchesship, did you get any RSVPs?
Don't be foolish. They're not in season.
Oh, this is a fine state of affairs. I get a big fox hunt rolling for me, and a fox won't get up. None of my guests have showed, and already the sun is giving the sky the rosy finger of dawn.
Look, I know what we can do, Dutch. Why don't we give the dogs a head start and hunt them?
Or better yet, we can give you a head start and hunt you.
Yeah, but I don't look like a fox.
Well, run backwards and let your beard blow in the wind.
Do shave, Duchess. Get going, Professor.
Here I go.
Okay, Gargoyle, sound the trumpet.
Yes, sir.